AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Labor Department says only 266,000 new jobs were added last month, a little more than a third of the 770,000 produced in March. President Biden says the recovery isn't going to happen overnight.
But when we passed the American Rescue Plan, I want to remind everybody, it was designed to help us over the course of a year, not 60 days. A year.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says there are encouraging signs, even with a less than stellar report in April.
It's a promising sign of our economy winning out over the pandemic. Last month, the labor market expanded as more people reported they are looking for work.
Some 3 million people surveyed by the government say they're staying away from looking for jobs out of fear they could get the virus. The Biden administration allocates billions of dollars in emergency rental assistance to help prevent evictions of people who lost jobs during the pandemic. Here's Mike Gracia.
With nearly 7 million Americans reporting they are behind in their rent payments, the Biden administration is allocating $21.6 billion in emergency rental assistance to help prevent evictions. The aid for renters is part of the $1.9 trillion pandemic relief package that Congress approved in March. According to administration officials, more than 40% of renters who said they were behind in rent payments in late April feared they could be evicted in the next 2 months. In one of several changes to the assistance program, government agencies will be required to offer assistance directly to renters if landlords choose not to participate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Fewer than 25% of the people in Alabama have been fully vaccinated, last in the nation. The dismal showing prompting University of Alabama football coach Nick Saban and other sports figures, including former Auburn and NBA star Charles Barkley, to record public service announcements that will be released next week. This is AP News. The Census Bureau first reported California lost a U.S. House seat. Now the nation's most populous state has actually lost more than 182,000 people since 2010. Demographer Walter Schwarm says births were down and deaths were up last year.
Natural increase was really one of the very few things that was keeping us, you know, sort of positive for a period of time. Fewer births and more deaths means natural increase was actually very, very small last year.
In recent years, more people left California for other states and have moved there. Average sale price of a single-family home in the state hit a record $759,000 in March, up nearly a quarter from a year ago. A Northern California bar owner has been arrested after reportedly selling fake COVID-19 vaccination cards to undercover state alcohol agents for $20 each. Vaccination cards are being used in some places as a pass for people to attend large gatherings. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.